From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, the saga of a famed bandit in India, gunned down in a firefight worthy of the OK Corral.
First, the military responds to the Army cover-up in the death of Pat Tillman. The new Army Secretary, Pete Guerin, is expected to recommend a rare punishment, demoting a retired three-star general. And it's just the first in a series of reprimands that are expected in this case. Pat Tillman, of course, was the NFL star who put his football career on hold to serve in Afghanistan. He was killed by friendly fire 3 years ago, but the Army presented him as a hero, killed in battle, and details of his death were withheld for several weeks. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is with us now. Tom, I said this is a rare punishment. How rare is it?
Well, it's very rare. You usually see reductions in rank for serious offenses, usually corruption, sex scandals, and so forth. And then some notable problems in the past, Pearl Harbor, for example, where Admiral Kimmel and Shore were reduced in rank for their lapses in protecting forces. But it is quite rare.
Well, let's go over what happened 3 years ago. Pat Tillman died in a friendly fire incident. The Pentagon kept the details of this kind of under wraps for weeks. How did that come about?
Well, it appears that a number of officers knew almost immediately what had happened, and they circled the wagons, apparently, and just didn't want to tell anyone what happened. And it didn't come out until after the memorial service for Pat Tillman, more than a month after the incident. And I've been talking to a lot of Pentagon officials, Army officers, about this. They're all scratching their heads how this could have happened. And their best guess is that people were embarrassed by it. They were afraid to come clean with this right away, and they just sort of freaked out about it.
So this general, this top general, his name is Philip Kensinger, Lieutenant
That's
General,
right.
Retired now, but he was the head of all of the special operations units, yes?
That's right. And what the investigation found was that he knew about it when he went to the memorial service for Tillman and didn't tell the family. And he claimed that he didn't know about it until after the memorial service, but testimony in the investigations found that he knew about it within days of the incident the previous month.
It's a little surprising to me that this cover-up went up that high, but I guess it did.
It did,
because that's a very senior officer to be engaged in this.
Exactly. And 9 officers in total, 4 generals, were part of this investigation, and we believe 6 will receive some sort of letters of reprimand, letters of censure. No criminal charges here, but for some it could be career enders, those who are still in the service.
Tom, Pete Guerin is just a couple of days into this job as Army Secretary, and this is his first high-profile personnel move.
That's right. And his predecessor didn't move quickly enough to deal with the Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, the lapses there and the problems there earlier this year. So a lot of people see that Guerin is coming out very quickly on this and being very forthright.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman with us from Washington. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.